Welcome to the Winding Road Podcast. It's been about 20 minutes since the last episode for me. If you know what I mean, we're talking about time loops, time hops. Am I distorting your time? Does time even exist at all? Crazy that we're talking about. It's only like a nanosecond or something like that, but even the time that our feet experiences compared to our heads over the course of our lives, like, is not the same exact amount of time. What? What? I don't understand that at all. I get it. You go through a black hole. I mean, you're probably going to get disintegrated, but, you know, you go like if out in space and time gets curved and, you know, all that type of stuff. Like, I knew about that, but here on Earth, it gets distorted. I mean, I know people's perceptions of time seem different, and, you know, it all depends. If you're having fun, time's flying. If you're not, it's going by slower. That's our perception of time. And I'm not talking about perception of time. I'm, like, talking about actual time in our heads. Like, how? Why? Because one's way lower than the other. They're at differing extremes. Well, the extreme in my case is only about 6 foot. I guess it's pretty tall. It's a decent amount of extreme. I'm a relatively tall feller. It's definitely helped me out. Whenever I'm going to shows and I'm got a seat that isn't that great, I'm a few rows back. I'm like, I can see because there's mostly short people in front of me. Every now and then you get somebody a little taller than me. I can't see, and I'm ducking and dodging. Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened? Oh, I can't see him. But for the most part, I'm like, yeah, baby, I can see just fine. Then I think about if I'm in the first or second row, or just in general, who's sitting behind me might not be able to see. So if I'm sitting down in my chair, I'm really conscious, and I'm mindful of it, and, you know, I really am. I know I can absolutely be selfish for sure. I'm pretty mindful about recognizing and respecting others around me, so I'm not going to lean up in my seat. I'm not going to sit up extremely tall, you know, as long as I can see fine. Like, I'm not trying to make the person behind me not see, you know. If I'm at the gym or something, working out the other day, and the person I'm with, like, started talking about politics and stuff, and I it was actually my fault. Because, you know, they have the TVs up there, and it's just funny. He's like, oh, there's a CNN on there. How come they don't have Fox News on there? And I'm like, they do. Well, look at that sun coming crazily through my window right now. Oh, that's magnificent. Wow, that was cool. It's like, yeah, no, they do. The people who are on the bicycles are the ones that are actually changing the channels. Now, I got on the bicycle, and, I mean, it's hard enough for me to try to figure out how to get the damn thing turned on whenever I was first starting out, and that's anything new. Don't be embarrassed just because something's new and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Ask for help. If you don't want to be embarrassed by it, then say, hey, man, I've never used this machine before. I've never done one of these. You mind showing me how it works? What's so embarrassing about that? Why do we get embarrassed whenever there's something that we've never done before? Is it because of the expectation that so many other people do know how to do it and it's supposed to be simple and easy? Well, guess what? If you haven't done it, it might not be so simple and so easy. And that's okay. That's okay, guys. Like, who gives a shit? I really try to have the mindset, who gives a shit what other people think? No matter what, regardless. I don't care. I've really worked on the mindfulness of that, of not caring. It's like, okay, well, whenever they go home to lay their head on their pillow tonight is the last thought before they go to sleep. How stupid you look because you couldn't figure out how to operate the damn bicycle at the gym? Probably not. So if they're not worried about it, why were you worried about it? It's because we put those things on ourselves. Number one, yeah, maybe we're thinking about other people might view us as this way and this way and this way, but really we're just reflecting that negative onto ourself. And that's especially what we're doing by thinking that what do others think about us? Well, you know, we're just saying we're just negative self-talking ourselves. You know, and saying, oh God, I'm such a fool. Man, there goes that sun again. Oh, hi, sun. Hi, God. Hi, the more. Hi, universe. Beautiful. Or, you know, why? I get distracted by that sun, man. It's beautiful. Why, though? Like, if we just realize, you know, I'm me, you're you, but we're all here. We're all in this fucking thing together. Spinning around on a rock in the middle of space. Why is it so hard for people to, we're at a stop sign. Not sure if I was first, the other person is first. I'm not going. Go ahead. Oh, she's telling me to go ahead. Well, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. All right, we're moving on. Man, I just don't know. It kind of baffles me. I think it's just because we get caught up in the materialistic stuff and get caught up in worrying about, you know, how much of this we got and how much of that we got. And when we're focusing on that, we just fail to see the bigger picture. And then we just choose to be so selfish, so selfish in our ways. And sucks whenever that happens. Let's see, I got off on the bike thing. I think I was going to make a point about that. I was making a point about something else before that, but that's how the winding road goes. I think that's how our thoughts go in general sometimes. Whatever, you can label thoughts. You know, I'm sure people probably say, oh, you got OCD. Not really, man. I'm able to do a lot of things at once, and I do it very well a lot of the times, you know. I'm a bartender. I can sling drinks, have conversations, remember how much and what I got to get and still carry on a conversation with that other person. I can multitask. I can do that. Just because I'm, like, having the thought process. That's what this is. Keep that in mind. I'm having the thought process here. So, you know, I'm really just trying to, it's just letting your thoughts out loud however they come, man. I think that's how our brains, you know, just sitting around thinking about stuff. And it's how we do get distracted easily, maybe because we're trying to think about too many things going on at once. And I've been definitely guilty about getting sidetracked and getting off on a whole nother subject. I've done a lot better about that lately, and just in life in general and conversation. I've stopped myself from going down. It's just like I'm just so excited to talk and relay stories and information, and then I get on a point, and then I'm like, and then I like think about whatever that point is, get a little sidetracked on it, then I think about another point that sidetracked thought led me to, and that's how she goes, bup. Oh, I know about the gym thing now. Yeah, because I got sidetracked on that. I was talking about, you know, just trying not to be selfish. And I really think about that and, you know, how I was able to do that. And it's like, it starts talking about politics, you know, and it's like, ugh, I just can't stand the getting caught up in the tribalism. Not for me. If that's what you do, cool. Never judging anybody for anything. But, and we'll get to that. I want to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, I just try to have that mindfulness of how I'm affecting others around me. It could be something as simple as, oh, they don't want to hear politics at the gym. And, you know, like, even counting reps at the gym, you know. You go with somebody and I have them count their reps, they count your reps. But when I'm counting my reps, I'm doing it a little bit quietly because I don't want to mess up the person on the next machine. It might be on 16 and I'm over here on 4, and then they're like, wait a minute, oh my god, I thought I was on 16, but I'm on 4 now. I'm on 4? Are you counting for me? But yeah, just that mindfulness, man, just how you're affecting other people, and I especially see it whenever you're quick to anger. And just how quick that can change the mood of a whole entire room just by it spreads like wildfire. Why is it so much harder? Seems like, anyways, for the positives to spread and not the negatives. Is that just because it's inherently in us and that the tribalism is in us and that needing conflict is in our DNA from eons and eons ago, like I was talking about before, from so long ago where we had to fight and scratch and crawl our way to get here and find our food and fight for our food? Like, you know, I got to imagine everything was a struggle back then, and they didn't get time to just sit around and relax and, you know, watch their favorite show on Netflix. You know, hell, a long time ago, they didn't even have books. They're just sitting around thinking, but they weren't. I don't think they had much time to think back then. They're worried about survival. That's all they're thinking about, you know. Sure, there was outliers in there that were thinking about, you know, oh my God, what is that? What is that light up there in the sky? What is happening? It took them so long to figure that out, man. And You know, it's just, yeah, like, just, you know. And so I think it took us a long time to evolve. Back then, it was so much slower going because of the fight for survival, you know. But then once you figure out how, you know, once tools came along, things start to get a little bit easier, you know. And then electricity and all that stuff. And then, you know, matter well, how you think about it, man, we live in, you know, God bless people that are in horrible countries that don't have this. And I pray that one day we all do. But, you know, as Americans and other first world countries, you know, we got it so easy. You got it so easy. So now we don't have to fight and claw our way for our food and everything. So what conflict are we creating? But really, too, it's, you know, just that's why I think we are evolving so quickly now, is because of the extra time that we have to think and do things. And that's why the people that, like me, that think about, try to do things, try to innovate, try to help people, try to, you know, make the world a better place, quote unquote, try to do those things, you know, or making an impact, you know, other people, yeah, sit around, watch, you know, they're entertained and, you know, but they waste away and whatever they're doing. And I don't, just don't know, you know, some of that stuff is really, definitely, it's not feeding your soul. I can get on here and sit in line and try to sugarcoat it because I don't want to offend anybody. But that was really why I clicked on here in the first place, because I was thinking about how I always get on here and I'm, you know, never judge anybody, you know, and I'm not, it's not my job. It's not my job. You know, if you believe in the Bible or other similar books, you know, that talks about that, it's not our job to judge anybody. And, you know, and I was watching a YouTube video and then I was reading the comments, and, you know, just funny how things correlate, and you got one thing happening over here, one thing happening over there. It's like they happen kind of back to back, and it's like, oh wow, like this is a message from God, the more the universe, like showing me a sign, making me think about, you know, a certain thing differently. And I'm always challenging myself in the way I think and what I believe. Yeah, I have my core beliefs. Absolutely have my core beliefs. I believe that God is love. Is loving me. You know, you could argue that God is hate too, because he allows that stuff that whatever. I don't like saying he, but the universe allows that bad and good to happen. That goes back to my whole yin and yang theory. And if, you know, wasn't night, you know, it wasn't day, it wouldn't be night, and all that stuff, man. But that's my core belief, is I believe that God is love. So I got my core beliefs, and I have faith, and I think that you look out in a tree, that's God. You look at the birds, that's God. That's why I've been joking around lately. I see birds flying over, I'm just like, hi, God. You know, because God is everything. God made everything. I believe God's in everything. How that happened, I don't know. I'm stuck in this body. I have faith. I'm going to get to find out at least a little bit more whenever we leave this fleshly form and go on to wherever the soul leads. You know, I believe it's just going to be like a light, man. We're going to travel at the speed of light out there into the cosmos. And who knows what happens. But if you look, there's microcosms every single day. Go back and check out some of my other podcasts if you want to check that out. But I was thinking about the whole judging thing and then the whole principle of that, and how he, and this guy was talking about how we've, you know, he was talking about the feel good preachers and everything like that, you know, that never talk about sin and the bad, and, you know, how people hurt themselves by doing this, and how it's not God's love, and it's, you know, and how, why we shouldn't do that. And some of that stuff's as clear as day, because we're, you know, it does say to treat our body as a temple. So some of that stuff's as clear as day, really, to me, that, yeah, it's not bad. It's like, okay, but, you know, it says that's not bad. It says to help others that get caught up in that. So how do we do that without having a judgmental mind? Because it still seems like we need to do that. And, you know, my girlfriend likes to talk about, you know, like, I'm not judging, but I was born with a constructive, you know, like critical. I don't like the word critical, though. I think constructive is more beneficial. Like, you know, we're observant. I went with observant. Like, we can observe and we can see if something's good, something's bad, and stuff like that. And yes, like, that's where I think I can do that. And I do try to help people. I'm like, man, yeah. Tell people, you know, certain people around, like, dude, you drink too much. Dude, you do this. I'm not telling you that because I'm judging you. I'm telling you that because I love you and I want to see you do better. And, you know, and then I'm quick to talk about, you know what? You know, I've been in a similar situation before, or, you know, just figuring out a way to relate to whatever it is that they're going through so that they know that you're not judging them. But yeah, I think we have to challenge each other in our faults, you know, and I don't know, it's just such a weird thing it's like this weird little line you got to try to find. Because it's so easy once you start, you know, saying things that's bad, you know, and you shouldn't do that. It's like, okay, can I legitimately say, don't do that, that's bad, and not have it come from a place of judgment? And I feel like overall as a society, we do a piss poor job of doing that. And then the other thing I was looking at was it was just random Facebook stuff. I think there were talking about service tips, and it was cold, and so make sure to tip your drivers. And then of course people just, and I very rarely get caught up in this stuff, and I was only caught up in it for about 5 minutes before I realized, I was like, oh God, what am I doing here? Why am I on here? But I learned something from it. And you know, it's like somebody put on there, you know, about time we got back to this ain't the way they said it, but I'm paraphrasing, helping people grow, you know, or motivating or having people realize something via shame. You know, they weren't on there bashing them or anything like that, but they were saying, you know, you should be ashamed for yourself. Please don't do that. Don't do that, you know. So that's what was happening on that. But it's like, is shaming, it's like all the people now in society, like, oh, shaming, you should never shame nobody. And, you know, I've been kind of on that bandwagon for a long time, but maybe shame's the wrong word. It's just a polite correctingness. But then I'm like, well, I don't want to correct anybody, because then they're like thinking that, you know, that this kind of feels like a judgment word. So I think if we just observe, and you just got to present your thoughts, your words, to try to help people in a kind and gentle way. And I'm just so all over the place with everything, man, because now I'm thinking about starting a comedy bit. I don't think I've told this story on here before, but maybe I have. My mom retired recently, and my brother didn't want to speak, so I get up there, and I've been in radio broadcasting, and I'm not really afraid to get behind the mic, and especially on the radio, it was so easy on the radio to do that. I didn't have anybody in front of me, and a couple times I did have to get up in front of people and talk. And even on public address announcing at games, where I know people might be able to see me in the booth or see me sitting down there on the side, I never wanted to screw up because people could see me. So there was a little bit of anxiety before, but it was just crazy, you know, how since really I've been started doing this podcast just in the last couple of years and gaining that mindfulness and confidence. I got up there to give that speech for mom's retirement, and I wasn't even nervous at all, man. And I nailed it. I just got up there and I was myself, and I said a few funny jokes, you know. And I feel like the best comedians are the comedians that can get up there and tell a story, and then boom, the punchline just hits you out of nowhere, because it seems like they're being so serious, and boom, there's the punchline. And I've written a few comedy acts, and it's something that I want to pursue. But I was always like, I'm not going to be able to remember that. I'm not. I can't do that. And just that negative self-talk. I think I might have told this story before, but whatever. And just that negative self-talk. And then I get off the stage, though. I'm like, that was good. I felt good about that retirement speech. And everybody was laughing at my jokes and everything. And that was great. And get off, my buddy comes over and sit down. He's like, dude, that was fantastic, buddy. That was hilarious, man. He's like, you sounded like a comedian. And then boom! In my brain, I'm like, wow, huh. Then I'm like, I can do this. I can remember a comedy bit. I can do this. I can do that. And it's just, you never know what one little thing you might say to somebody, man. It might be something so simple, but it triggers them and it ignites that energy in them. And boom, next thing you know, they're off and running. So now I've like got a whole bunch of comedy bits that I've come up with. But yet, you know, they're like going to be offensive. But I think And yeah, I'm definitely one of the comics that probably try to blacklist me. That's not the right word. Not blacklist me. They'll try to silence me, or there's another word for it. I don't know. There's some other catchier whatever term now that people use to do that. They're shaming me. They're shaming me. Don't say that. That's offensive. That's not the right word either. But it's just like, wow, you know. So I'm just kind of flipping it, man. I just feel like, you know, yeah, I do. I am a Christian, but I'm very, 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 very open-minded. The Bible's been translated so many times, so I don't know exactly what it's saying, or is it metaphors? Is it this? Is it that? I do believe Jesus died for my sins. However that happened, I don't know exactly. You know, because you're talking about these people are trying to translate stuff before they even had books. Before that, so it was all written for so long. You know, it's like playing in the game of telephone. So it can kind of be very confusing, and it is, but it's the great mystery. Maybe that's why it's the great mystery. But I have those beliefs at my core, and I just felt like God told me one time, he's like, you're not catering to Christians, you're bringing people to me. You know, by just being yourself, by having an open mind, and people are going to come to the love, man. It's not just, but it's not about religion. It's not about religion. For me, it's not. It's just about bringing people to the love. And if they get to the love, they might realize that God is love. And then they might love, they might inspire, and they might unite. And just going back to what I was saying earlier, you just got to have hard conversations with people, man. And people take the easy way out, and they don't ever say anything to somebody. And that person may not even realize that they were doing something that was not that great for them to be doing. But because you said it to them in a non-judgmental, kind way of just trying to, and just being genuine. And people can feel that genuineness when you're genuine and just trying to actually help people. They can feel that, man. That's powerful. It's very, very positive energy that can come off of figuring out ways to do that, you know, without quote-unquote shaming them or just, you know, glossing over the fact everything's all hunky-dory and everything's great and all that good stuff. Sometimes you gotta have those hard conversations. I don't think this is, as a society, we do that. I'll just say it this way: we don't do it as much as we should. We don't, and it's all good. This is a crazy time to be living in, man. Like I said, with the technology just going by, just going like freaking light speed right now with all the AI and everything. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I can't control that. So if I can't control that, then I'm not worried about it, man. And just a realization of you are going to die someday. So why? Don't worry. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not. I really try to not do that. Of course, I'm human. It's going to creep in there. It's going to happen at times. But just realizing that things are out of your control and you can't control them, you know, and I get caught up in something and I'm starting to worry, starting to get a little bit of anxiety going. And I'm just like, huh? Uh-oh. Well, uh-oh. Why is this happening? Uh-oh. I'm worried about something I can't control. Okay. I'm going to stop worrying about that now. I'm just keeping it simple, you know, and not overthinking things. And you're like, what the hell, Gary? You overthink things all the time. No, I really don't. I just think. I don't overthink them. I just explore. I observe and I explore. That's what I try to do. Observe and explore, guys. Observe and explore. And yeah, that makes you think deep. That makes you think about a lot of different things, but it's not chaotic. Most of the time, it's not chaotic. It's just very slow, methodical. And I'm like, huh, okay, all right, okay, that's interesting. And it's just, you know, talking about AI, just kind of treat my brain like a robot. It's just kind of methodical up in there, and that's good. You know, it's like you're working out. You know, you're not going real fast when you're doing. You're not working out. Going, no, you're going one, nice and slow, two. Three. Nice and slow, man. That's how you gotta roll. Spitting. I don't know why I spit when I talk more. I swear I get on to do these TikTok videos and, you know, post about my wrestling podcast. Don't forget to follow me on all the social medias at Gary Martin Media. If you like wrestling, I do it at the Top Rope Podcast. It's on TikTok. On TikTok as well. Ready to Rip Sports Cards. My sports card shows. I gotta get going on that. Gotta be more consistent at that. It's like, I got to redo a lot of the videos, so I'm spitting all over the place, man. What are we doing here? I don't know if that's because I need to go to the dentist or what's going on there, but you know, think about that, and I think about it, I'm like, oh, hmm. I spit a lot more than I used to spit. This is probably not a good thing. Hmm. Maybe I should look up why this might happen. And then you look something up and you're like, oh God, I got this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Something's seriously wrong with me. Maybe not. Maybe not, guys. Maybe not. But you just look at it. You think about it and you just address it. Observe, explore, address. Love, inspire, unite. I'm me or you. God bless. We are each other.